Before we pray, let's read biblical verses for mutual encouragement. Please turn to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy, chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2, and let's read from verse 1 to verse 6. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 to verse 6. Shall we all read it together? You, therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit this to faithful men, who will be able to teach others also. 3. You, therefore, must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare, entangling himself with the affairs of his life, that he may please him who enlisted himself as a soldier. Verse 5. And also, if anyone complete in athletics, he is not crowned unless he completes according to the rule. 6. The hardworking farmer must be first to protect of the crops. Amen. The very first sentence, it says that my son, this is Paul's letter to Timothy. Timothy was a true son in the Lord to Paul. And encourage him that you shall be strong in the grace. You shall be strong in the grace. And then he used three pictures to illustrate the strong person in the world. One is G.I. Joe. The other is Japanese sumo. The third one is a farmer, like, you know, any farmer you can think of. They are all strong persons. It says that we got to be strong in the grace. First of all, we got to understand that we receive a lot of grace from the Lord. Yesterday, I was very joyful in the prayer. I kind of feel like, when we pray in the depth, the prayer feel like the body is so light. Sometimes we feel like we're like a sparrow flying in the sky. That's how I felt yesterday. And there was another brother told me that after we sharing with them, you should use your inner heart to pray, not only your physical strength, because our physical strength can become very fatigued, and he come to share with me about his feeling. Feel like, he do not know how to describe it, but he feel like when he pray with his heart, seems like there's a cotton so soft, growing around the heart. That's how he felt. So I really thank God. A lot of us indeed pray in depth, receive a lot of blessing from the Lord. But last night, from 9 to 11, my heart was troubled again. Because I noticed one fact. Some of you are studying very hard, but some of you do not know how to utilize your time, meaning that you do not have self-discipline. I talk to myself, if you cannot utilize only 2 hours, now you are going to leave this NYTS, no requirements anymore, no outward requirements anymore. How are you going to utilize your free time to grow up in the Lord? I started to figure out, we are still very, very weak, including me, we as a whole. A lot of us still do not know the spirit of what is so-called NYTS. What is NYTS? NYTS is really want to train everybody to be soldiers of God, to be strong in the Lord. You're going to fight with Satan. Yesterday, a brother praying in the front, very first rows, after the prayer, he came to me. He said, "Brother, I experienced something in my prayer." I said, "Oh, what is it, good or bad?" He said, "It is very bad." Suddenly, the brother kneeling beside him, pray out loud. He feel like someone is passing by him, in front of him, like bowing his head, watching at him. He don't like it. It's not our minister, okay? It's not our minister. Something else, some spirit, he don't like it. It's a battle we are talking about. You don't see it, but it's a battle. A lot of us still very weak. We do not know why we are here, a lot of people, still. The two major power for you to come over here to receive is the words of God and the Spirit of God. Yes, I didn't mean that you cannot fellowship. Yes, you should have fellowship, as a matter of fact. But what are you talking about? Are you talking about how do you determine to live a life for Jesus Christ? Are you talking about the book of Jones? Are you talking about your concept of suffering, Jobs? Are you talking about Elijah's power? When I listen to your conversation, sometimes I just pass by listening to you. I figure, no, this is like ordinary 死老百姓, you know? Ordinary civilization we have. We are not soldiers at all. We come here to be trained like a soldier. We have 50% newcomers. If you do not build up this kind of spirit, next year we have another 50% newcomers. It's going to be 100%. This year's maybe freshmen and new freshmen coming in. And if you are not built up in the spirit, if you are not built up, everybody is very weak. Think about future NYTS. What kind of soldiers we are going to come out from NYTS to fight for the Lord? You know, we are talking about, the Bible says that, be strong in the grace. Have you ever thought of how much grace we have received? Yeah, we always talk about, if the Lord open your eyes, you shall be able to see how wondrous is the calling of our Lord Jesus Christ. How riches is the glories of the inheritance that we are going to have in the future. How exceeding greatness of the power that God is going to give to us in the Lord. This is the grace in the Lord. But if we only push this away, this is very important. Exceeding power, riches inheritance, riches glory of inheritance, all important. But think about the grace now you have, nowadays, today. Have you ever thought about this? I'm sorry to ask this, but think about this, brother and sister. How many of you, your air ticket is paid by your church? How many of you can really join a seminar in a secret world without paying a penny? How many of you, when you join a seminar outside world, some people can cook for you? This is all grace, isn't it? Now, provide beside this kind of grace, of course, our Lord is abiding with us. We have so many wonderful experiences over here, no matter it is good or it is bad. We know that suddenly our eyes are open so we can see the spiritual realms. This is only showing to those who are in training a lot of time. God wants you to know that there is a spiritual battle, there is a spiritual world. Think about those graces. And then he say, be strong in the grace. Soldiers. First day I already share with you, maybe second day when I first come here, soldiers. Soldiers need to be trained in two ways, physical training and will. Will. Train your will. Think about this, when you are fighting in East Afghanistan, you are in the helicopters that happened to be ambushed by the enemies, by Bin Laden's Al-Qaeda. Do you read that story? When the helicopter sent down, people came out, suddenly they figure out the enemy is in front of them. They're going to hide themselves immediately. They're going to be very quick to protect themselves. And some people got hurt, the captains, the major or captains. They want to withdraw, but figure out a person is hurt. He want to go and save this guy. Later on, he got shot by himself. But in a lot of occasions, he should be able to run, to not only save the other guy, and he should be able to protect himself. This is like physical battle you are encountering. And how about you're captured? People want to ask you, what is the setup in your camp? What is the future plan? They will torture you. Maybe they will use a fire stick to burn you. They will use the back of the gun to hit you to half death. Maybe you faint and you wake up, and you should want to pull on you to make you wake up and start to continue questioning you. How is the setup in your camp? What is your plan future? So every soldier, when they come to train, physically, mentally, they gotta be very strong. And they are fighting with El Quadra, who we are fighting with. We are fighting the most tricked, most diligent ministers in the whole world. I mentioned before, Satan. Most diligent workers, ministers, maybe, preaching his gospels. You're fighting the strong power. You can only win the battle with the Spirit of God. If we are not equipped with all this, how can we win? If we are not trained with a strong will, like you can follow. What does it mean, strong will? Strong will means that, yeah, you don't like it, right? You don't like it. You don't like the rules. You don't like the regulation. You don't like everything over here. But still, swallow it. That is strong will. I hope that you can truly see why you are here. And really, please do not waste your time. Time is so precious. Free time is for you to train your self-discipline. And the Bible says that not only soldiers, right? It says that what? Athletes. All the athletes compete to receive crown. They want to receive honor. It made me think about Japanese, how do you say it? Sumo? Sumo. Japanese sumo fight for their emperor. They think it's a very honor job. But you know what? Huh? Wrestling, Japanese wrestling. Sumo, right? You call it sumo? Very fat guy? And fight with one another? You know what? Those guys, in order to receive those kind of honor from the emperor, right? Because when they fight for the emperor, it's an honor in their society. Ikue, is that right? Ikue, because I just read this from an article. You know what? When they are young, they got to be trained. A brother told me that once upon a time he was working in a sumo school. They got to eat using a basin to eat. Basin. Full with all kind of sashimi, you know, most high protein food, and to expand their stomach, you know, so they can become stronger and stronger. They torch themselves, actually. And until like a lot of sumo, when they reach age 40 or 50, they die. In order to win the honor, they want to train it this way. The Bible says if every athlete compete to receive a crown, those sumo, you know, train themselves to receive honor. And the community says that if any athlete did not follow the rules, he will never receive the crown. Be strong in the grace. The Bible talks about athlete. How do you show that you can be a strong athlete? Meaning that even though you don't like the rules, you still obey the rules. Like, for example, England's soccer game, right? Soccer, England football game, right? I read an article from Reader's Digest. It says that American people will never win this kind of game. You know why? Because they call it soccer. That means that they despise it. So it's a bad word. Because American people are very handy. They always go to Home Depot. They want to use their hand. They never think about using their feet to fix the roof. They like use hand. So when they come to football, England footballs, they don't get used to it. They don't like it, right? But now, of course, more people like it right now. But what I'm trying to say, but when you play soccer, England football, if you use your hand, use your feet, use your hand, use your body, it's against the rule. You will never win the battle. But it's nonsense to a lot of people. How can you play ball without hands? I cannot imagine it. A lot of ball. Only one ball, you don't use your hand, right? All the boys use your hand, right? I guess only one boy don't use your hand. That's football, right? That's why it's called football. Actually, football uses your hand too. England football. Well, I have to distinguish what kind of football is that right now. I'm confused myself. But again, talk about rules. If you want to win, want to be crowned, you got to follow the rules and regulation. And guess what? I admit a lot of rules. Nonsense. Why do I have to wake up at 7 o'clock? Why do I have to dress like this? Why do I have a certain hairstyles? Why do I have to be attentive in class? You know, more rules make you sin more. Rules and regulation are like the law in the Old Testament. Rules is our requirement. The more rules only tell us that you are very, very weak. If the rules did not transformed by the power of Jesus Christ that you really want to follow within your heart, the rule is a bondage. But if your heart is really transformed, like what Jesus has said, when Jesus comes, you always elevate the rules, become grace. Your heart has been elevated. Your heart has been molded by our Lord Jesus Christ. No matter what kind of rules and regulation, you are like a fish in the water. You don't care about the rule and regulation. You want it anyway. You enjoy it anyway. But again, if you do not follow rules, no matter how bad the rule is, if you do not follow the rules, I'm sorry, you're out of it. You're out of the game. That's why a little people like God. A lot of people like take drugs in the ethnic. They're out of the game. They're simply too weak. So deep down in my heart, I sincerely hope that from deep down in your soul, you can truly transformed by the voice of God and the power of God. And you can see NYTS were getting better and better. Thirdly, how to be strong. It's like farmers. Farmers, the Bible says that it's hardworking farmers. Hardworking farmers. You know, I ran into an 82-year-old grandmother. She used to be a farmer. And I noticed that after the training in her young age, right, she is now very, very strong. Her physical situation could be stronger than me. She has gone through training. Farmer works very hard. My father and mother was farmers. When I was little kids, I observed their life. They have wake up before the sun goes up. And you know what? They have to take a 锄头, how do you say 锄头? How do you say 锄头 in English? It's not an axe. It's not axe. Anyway, a piece of tilling tools, right, in their shoulders, and then sometimes they will sing hymn, right, and they will go to the rice field. And guess what? The rice field is full of water, very cold. And what do? They have to bend down their feet into the rice field and try to pull out the wheat one by one. Very, very tough work. And they could work until like noon hours, sweats, you know, exhausted. And maybe in the lunch hour, they will lie down under the tree maybe for half an hour or two or one, you know, and continue working until sunset. Very, very laboring, hard work. Think about you bend down in the field all day long. This is how they were trained and how strong they are. Let's talk about diligently working. Over here, we hope that we can work diligently too. I mentioned it to you before. There's a sentence saying that Satan always tempted us, right? But lazy person always tempted Satan. Lazy person tempts Satan. What does it mean? If you are lazy, you are not aware of what's going on. You do not want to do your jobs. Like, you leave a lot of rooms for Satan to attack you. And I really like this word. Jesus says that the Lord will take care of the birds in the sky. But guess what? The Lord will never pick up a worm into the sky's nests. Into the bird's nests. The birds can't walk by himself. So brother and sister, please be strong in the Lord. Let's try to rebuild the spirit of NYTS. Sometimes I feel like I have to say some mean word to you to make you awake, to awaken you up. But for some reason, I don't know how to do it anymore. Sometimes I feel I can say that. Sometimes I feel I can say that. If you do not like it here, you can go home. But I feel I cannot say it. But I know that the Lord wants every one of you to stay over here. But the Lord wants every one of you to be strong too. Think about the future of USA. It's on your shoulder. Look at you. Look at you. You are all the fine young men, the most important fine young men that the church has put a lot of expectation in your shoulders from all the good young men from the Northern America. The Lord has great expectations also in you. If you can be strong, what is the future of God's kingdom? So please grow up. Please be more mature. Please do not let people like try to force you to do something. I keep asking you, please finish reading Book of Jobs. And nobody was doing it. I feel like I have to use force to make you to do it. Yeah, if you don't do it, you cannot pass the grades. Therefore, in order to finish 3 years curriculum, therefore, you are forced to read Book of Jobs. Come on. Jobs is the words of God to you. You are supposed to receive words like honey. You are supposed to enjoy it. Now I feel like so guilty, I have forced you to eat it. Please be more mature. Please be attracted by the words of God. Think more. You don't come here like, you know, just, you know, chit-chat, you know, good time, you know, relax. Fine, relax, fine. But there are many ways you can relax, you know that, right? I guess only two powers can contain you, can control you. Only two powers. My love to you does not come at all. Counselor's love to you, coordinator's love to you is garbage to you, actually. Only two powers can control you. One is words of God. If you really, like, read one words of God, that is so powerful. You feel like, wow, I really agree with the words of God. I can really submit to the words of God. I guess only at that time, you are like a wild horses that you got some rope put on your nose at that time. Another part is the Spirit of God. If you can be, your heart can be touched by the hands of God, this wild horse, again, can be controlled by the Lord. We cannot control you. Our control is like a piece of paper, a piece of rope. It's not going to work. Anything, rules and regulation, our world is not going to work. So I sincerely hope that you can pray harder. Living for God is wonderful things to do. God's expectations shouldn't be a burden to you. It provides you a good future, provides you a light in the sky, provides you to overcome temptation, overcome Satan. Shouldn't be a burden at all if you truly go into the love of God. And have the control of the Spirit of God. So let's be awakened. Let's pray harder. May the Lord's Holy Spirit can enter into your heart.